Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey. And ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Last week I was on the farm in Illinois. I walked in the cornfields and kicked at the dry soil. We're way short of moisture, some 6 or 8 inches. Surprisingly, the plants still look good. Taller than I am, a deep green color and ready to pollinate. We know from experience that if there's too much stress at pollination, the yield can be cut dramatically. So, we're praying for rain. I remember the first week in May when I was on the farm, and I did my radio report from there, and I closed by saying, "The crop is in the ground, and it's in God's hands now." How true that is. Anyone that has been watching the grain markets of late are well aware of the uncertainty that we all live with in the farming business. Soybean prices collapse $1 a bushel in 3 days, and then the next week they try to recover. I don't think that any other business lives with as much uncertainty. All the so-called experts say we'll hedge this and hedge that. Well, that sounds a lot easier than it is. The markets are just trying to react to all the external factors. The weather is first and foremost, but don't forget about trade issues. Any industry that exports almost a third of its production can benefit from a trade windfall or be hit by a trade tragedy. Just look at how the whole world closed the door on our beef when we found one mad cow, and it was a Canadian cow at that. I almost forgot the huge, unanticipated explosion in the cost of energy, adding to our cost of operation. Nitrogen fertilizer, diesel fuels, everything up. Now, if we could have anticipated it, we would have contracted 2 years out. The hog business has been heaven for almost 2 years. Just when we thought it would never get good again, it turned gangbusters. But we all know that it won't last. As I stood in the cornfield and later held a baby pig in my hands, I thought about the uncertainties of farming. And then I thought about the excitement and challenges that the farmer faces. American agriculture, the strength of our nation, and the envy of the world. Until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.